Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Christian Preuss. The New Testament reading for today is from Revelation 1:1-20. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priest to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, "Write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea." Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white, like white wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze refined in a furnace, and his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars. From his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, "Fear not, I am the first and the last, and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Write therefore the things that you have seen, those that are, and those that are to take place after this. As for the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. As we get into the book of Revelation, we see right away that Jesus insists that the time of his return is near. It's been 2,000 years since this book was written. And so two things are obvious. One, that for the Lord, 1,000 years are like a day. His soon is not our soon. He does things in his perfect time. And two, that we should always be looking forward to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ to raise the living and the dead, to the resurrection, to that great day. It is the goal of our life. And we pray, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus," because when he comes, we will see him as he is, and we will be like him, rid of all sin and corruption and pain forever, and with the God who has loved us. Then all sorrow will be at an end, and we will rejoice with God forever. So look forward to it. Look forward to it more than anything in life, more than birthdays and holidays and time with family, all wonderful things to look forward to. But nothing compares to the reunion of all the saints with God on the last day. John wrote this revelation, and you see that Jesus gave it. John wrote it. Jesus gave it. Again and again, the first chapter of Revelation stresses that this is Jesus' revelation, and that what John writes is Jesus' word, God's word. And he wrote it to seven churches in Asia Minor. That's modern-day Turkey. But he also wrote it for the whole church of all time, and that means us. And the content, notice the content, it's Jesus. As with the rest of the Bible, so here, the content is Jesus. The opening scene has the Father, who was and is and will be forever. And it has the Spirit, always represented in Revelation as seven spirits, because seven represents God's gracious activity with us. And it's the Holy Spirit who exercises that activity by forming the Holy Christian Church into the communion of saints by the forgiveness of sins, and so giving us the resurrection of the dead and the life everlasting. And then you have the Lamb, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Trinity, one God, three persons, right there at the beginning of Revelation. And the focus, as always, is on the beloved Son of the Father and what he has done for us. What did he do? He redeemed us from our sins with his blood. And he has made us his kingdom, priests to God, who offer him constantly our prayers and thanks and praise and confession. Jesus, the Lamb, the firstborn of the dead, he will come, and all the world will see him. When John sees Jesus, he at first only hears a voice, because this is how we come to know Jesus, by hearing his voice. But when he turns and sees him, he sees that he is God. He is described here in Revelation exactly as God is described in the book of Daniel. The white hair, flashing face. And this is our great hope and comfort in life, that the man who loved us and laid down his life for us is true God, the Almighty, who by his death destroyed our death. And by faith in his name, we have everlasting life. When we have him, we can endure all trials and tribulation. And Revelation teaches us to do exactly that. Go through life with the joy and confidence that Jesus has conquered our enemies of death, hell, and the devil, and is coming soon to make us see and know and feel with all our body, soul, and spirit what it means to be a child of God. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Let us pray. O Almighty God, by whose grace and power your holy martyr Lucia triumphed over suffering and remained ever faithful unto death, grant us who now remember her with thanksgiving to be so true in our witness to you in this world, that we may receive with her new eyes without tears and the crown of the light of life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.